Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, you can visit emp180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 15th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Hello. Bishop.
Hey, JP.
That is the foursome. You want to get in touch with us throughout the show, all you have to do is dial us up on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Same number on the Tom's Creek Windows text machine. You text Jason, standard message, data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We are packed today. It's Game Show Wednesday. Bunch of great prizes, including Nats tickets, tickets to go see OAR, tickets to go see Practical Jokers at MGM National Harbor. We're going to play Name That Hurting right around 7:45.
Oh, I'll see you ask and you shall receive.
Very good. So we will play some Name That Hurting.
Nice. Dusting it off.
Also have a bunch of guests on the show. Tim Bontemps, NBA writer for ESPN.com, is going to join us at 7:20. We will talk about the disappointing draft lottery for the Wizards, NBA playoffs, and more.
Well, I think Zion's going to slip to 9.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Steve Sands is going to join us from the Golf Channel because there is a major this week.
Yep, there is.
Mike Rizzo joins us as he does every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The Nationals slipped to 9 games under 500
They're
last
pretty
night.
Good.
And Tony Massenburg, Wizards studio analyst, will join us at the end of the show at 9:40. So we got a bunch of things happening on the show, but the sweat that was the Zion Williamson sweepstakes for the Wizards didn't work out.
Dashed.
I guess the worst case scenario for them happened. They dropped all the way down to number 9.
No, the worst case would have been 10.
Okay, which is about like a 3%.
0.2% chance of that happening. But basically the second worst scenario unfolded for the Wizards.
So rest in peace, Wizards talk for the next 4 years or so.
Well, right? Unless you actually get a GM who makes the right pick. I was looking at the history of the number 9 pick.
Yeah.
So just give me your take on these guys. I will go in most recent to least recent order. Okay.
All right.
Last year, Kevin Knox was the number 9 pick.
Well, right. I'd say promising.
Undetermined.
Promising.
He can leap. Occasionally can hit jumpers
too
from
young,
Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's a two guard.
I mean, you really can't judge
Knicks.
A guy like him until 2021 or 22. Go ahead.
2017, number 9 pick, has already been traded. Dennis Smith Jr. Actually on the same team as Kevin Knox.
Yeah. Not great to be traded when you
a
were
lot
just
of
selected.
Spectacular athlete, but is he a winner? But
undecided.
Yeah, I would say.
Doesn't shoot a good percentage.
Yeah, no, he's never going to be a good
shooter. He can make spectacular plays, but he was the 2017 pick. And what I'd say is those guys ended up on the same team, Dennis Smith Jr. and Kevin Knox, and they had a sweat for Zion Williamson and ended up the third pick. So they clearly didn't change the trajectory of the win-loss column. In 2016, the 9th pick was Jacob Poeltl.
Don't even know where he is.
He's
now.
With the Spurs, I believe, last time I checked.
He is a front court depth player.
Right.
Okay.
He was okay with the Raptors in 10 to 15 minutes of play per game. 2015, it was Frank the Tank, Frank Kaminsky.
He's still in the league. He's still in the league, but role player.
Yeah.
2014, Noah Vonleh.
Improved this past year.
I think he's bounced around a little bit.
Still kind of a role player, but...
I mean, you don't want a role player at 9.
He's a guy that's on the come.
But here's what I would say. Is you don't have to look at just 9. You look at 9 or worse.
I understand.
Yeah.
But look, 2013.
That's what's available.
I got a few more. 2013, Trey Burke. I thought he was going to be better than he is. Another guy.
I'm not even sure if
bounced around the league.
Yeah. He's still in the league. I believe he's with Dallas. He was in the Dennis Smith deal.
Yes. Every once in a while, he'll pop up with like a 30-point game, yeah. and then you won't hear from him again for a couple months.
Correct.
All right, now the next three are decent. 2012, 2011, and 2010. All have been All-Stars. Andre Drummond, Kemba
Walker.
Well,
he's better than decent. I mean, he's
and Gordon Hayward.
He's probably the best rebounder in the entire league.
All right, when the drafts were deeper.
You've got some good players there.
Drummond, right? And who were the other two?
Gordon Hayward. Kemba Walker.
Oh, Kemba's
yeah.
very
Kemba's
good.
Superstar.
Gordon, jury's out after the injury.
But was a superstar.
Was a superstar, no doubt.
All right, so that's solid. So you got about 50% there.
You can get somebody, and then if you look at the playoffs tonight, you have the Milwaukee Bucks, best record in the NBA this year, is the one seed, taking on the Raptors. The Raptors led by Kawhi Leonard, who was not drafted high.
15th, I believe.
And Giannis leads the Bucks. He was not drafted high.
Also at 15. Yeah,
you're right.
He was selected.
You can find some gems there deeper in the draft. But it's just a
but
matter
you
of
don't even have a GM.
You find a lot more duds at 15 than you do Kawhis and Greek freaks.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And the vast majority of the ninth picks are duds.
I mean, to best of my understanding, they still have like basically all of Ernie's staff there. So you just don't have Ernie, but you got all his guys there. He's assembled through the years.
When you saw that the Lakers jumped into the top four, I was just thinking, well, they have a 1% chance of getting the top overall pick.
Yeah.
Like, if they had secured the top overall pick, I would have thought some sort of shenanigans were in play. But then I figured, well, the Knicks are going to get the pick because they're in the top four. They're the one team that had the 14% sweat that actually got up to where they should be instead of getting leapfrogged by the stupid Pelicans and the Grizzlies.
Those three teams just got bum jobs. The three
they
were.
They
tanked for a good 2 months
right.
and they got bummed.
Yeah.
Well, they should have known because they changed the odds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know, but they had the best
chance.
Odds.
So that's where everybody that said, oh, the fix was in, they were going to hook New York. Well, if they were going to hook New York, they wouldn't change the odds.
Well, what I told people were tweeting us yesterday at Junks Radio saying, oh, the Knicks are going to get it. Well, why wouldn't they have given the Knicks the number one pick in years past? The Knicks have stunk for a while. They've been in the lottery a bunch of times.
They've been bad.
Instead, they ended up with Frank Ntilikina or whatever the hell you call him.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't about
terrible
fixing,
point guard.
It wasn't
they
about
up with
fixing
the, number one
the
pick
lottery.
Last year.
Just the fact that those three teams had the best chance to get one.
Yeah, right.
And certainly in the top three. And only one got in the top three.
Suns got hosed.
The lottery's crazy.
Yep.
It's unpredictable.
Weird things happen.
Weird things do happen.
How did you think Zion handled it?
He's not happy.
It was kind of weird. Like, he was so. There was a lot of attention on him. I felt bad for him.
I thought that whole display was borderline embarrassing. It was at ESPN.
Yeah.
They had the coverage. It was terrible. Just sucking up the Zion for half an hour.
It makes the kid feel uncomfortable.
Look, when you go to New York, you're established. I mean, it's a great market to be in off
right.
the court. You know, you have all those opportunities off the court. And then you go to New Orleans. And,
they might not even have a franchise.
They might not even have a team. I mean,
plus,
Anthony Davis is going to be gone.
It's franchise upheaval.
How could you be
happy
with
that? The crowds are sparse, though. I mean, Zion arriving, and if they keep Davis, should help bring people into that building.
I would say that's the worst possible landing spot.
But I think he also thinks, it could be traded. Pick could be traded. I could be traded. Who knows what's going to happen?
Could be. You're right.
He looked a little confused by the whole thing, in my opinion.
I think
it's weird for those guys to be there for a lottery.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it for a draft.
Totally.
But the fact that the Wiz, just typical Wiz luck, slip out of six, go all the way to nine.
Yeah.
I saw that logo. My heart just sank.
I was like,
oh, how is this happening?
Right.
This is just distressing.
Yeah, it sucks.
But you can get a very good player.
Yeah, again, we don't have the staff to find him. We don't.
Well, not yet.
We have Ernie's guys, and God bless them, but, I mean, they've produced almost nothing through the draft.
They'll probably hire somebody here in the next week or so.
They'll have somebody in place before the draft unfolds.
I would think, but they're gonna have to just rely on Ernie's guys, I guess. Most of the scouting work's been done.
Not if you hire the Nuggets GM who wants to come back home, which I don't know. That's supposedly the story is why the Nuggets GM
was going to bring
Denver.
All his guys.
Well, he's already done the research.
Well, maybe some of Ernie's guys.
He just did it on Denver's side. It's not like he wasn't working.
Maybe some of Ernie's lieutenants actually know what they're doing and weren't able to do it.
I'm sure they do.
Like the shepherds of
the
world.
At the helm.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Well, within the building, Tommy Shepherd has a good reputation.
Yes. I'm just not expecting much with the ninth pick. Officially, not expecting that much.
You're almost in purgatory at nine.
Yeah.
9 to 15, you're like purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
When did they draft Troy Brown Jr. last year's draft?
15th or 16th,
pick?
I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to hit a home run.
And he started, once he actually got some consistent playing time, started showing some signs, especially for a kid who's 18 or 19 years old.
He looked like he could help them.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get a player who was a really good college player.
Right.
But does that transition to the NBA? Who knows?
Well, Klay Thompson was drafted right around there, right? When was Klay Thompson drafted?
11, I think.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Again, you got to look 9 or below, right? Because they're definitely going to be players.
Mitchell was, what, 13?
Yeah.
Will they be able to project it out, though? Will they be able to unearth that? That's the question. We won't know for a couple years.
Klay Thompson, 11th pick.
What position do you want them to go? You want to go point guard since John's going to be out and John will never be the same?
I think you go best player available, but lean towards point guard. So if it's close, I would go point guard.
Just remember. Well,
Jason kind of sold me on Kobe White, the guy from North Carolina.
Yeah, but he probably goes before 9. If those three point guards are all going to go, I mean, you just don't take the fourth best point guard.
EB, by the way, you are almost falling asleep during this segment. Your eyes are looking
heavy. No, but he
heavy.
Took a power nap yesterday. You had to have taken a power nap.
Didn't take much because I had so much caffeine in my system.
Oh.
What?
You look exhausted this morning.
It's catching up to me, man. It's caught up to you. I'm sick, too.
Yeah, you are. You're
sucks
sick.
When it's on a Wednesday. Yeah. Like, if you can power through it on Friday, the finish line is here.
Yeah. I feel like I've been with you the whole time, but I don't rule out falling
asleep
later. Your
eyes are starting to go like this.
By the way,
all
of you optimists out there, they were like, we got a 9 or 10% chance.
Yeah.
Should have been with the 91%.
Well, I was.
The 91% that the Wizards were not going to vault into the top three and possibly get the top overall pick.
We understand the math.
Just side with the numbers, everybody.
But what were the Pelicans' chances?
Pelicans' chances.
Of that number one pick.
They're very small.
They were slighter than the Wizards.
They got the hook job.
Yeah, the lottery's just nuts.
Supposedly, though, the way it worked out, they were, for a moment there, they were but close to maybe potentially being in the top four.
Yeah, I saw a tweet along those lines last night that they had the second best chance of whatever formula of numbers behind the Pelicans, and then the Pelicans somehow surged in front of the Wizards, and then all hope was lost.
Right.
Wow. So they had some
luck. Had some luck going in their favor, and then boom, just a dagger.
They pick four ping pong balls, which give out a set of each one has a number on it.
Yeah.
So after three ping pong balls, the Wizards had the second best odds to get the number one pick.
Mm. Right.
And then whatever that fourth number was, just completely hoarded them.
Right.
Yeah. Drove right them down 9.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the arena won't be buzzing.
You know what?
The arena's going to be like it was last year, if not worse.
I don't know this person. I'm sure he's very nice. He seemed nice whenever I've seen him interviewed. Never send Raul Fernandez ever again.
He's bad luck.
He can never make that trip. I'm sorry. You can't send him to the next draft.
Is he the least inspiring guy? Because they had ex-players. They had great
stuff
there.
I don't care. He can never go
again. What's the deal with the Jamie Gertz again? She's married to the owner.
She's a Hawks owner.
Yeah, she's married to the owner, right? That's cool.
She was also about to be married to Bill Paxton in Twister.
Right.
And then Helen Hunt swooped in.
Until Paxton fell back in love with Helen Hunt.
Then the Twister came in. And
she couldn't handle it. And she couldn't handle it.
She just didn't want to be married to a guy who's going to be on the road chasing tornadoes.
Yeah.
You can relate. You've done it.
I've done it twice.
You've been there, done that.
Yep. My wife's still married to me.
Yes, correct.
So it was just, it's one of those things where you have high hopes going in, but the worst possible outcome.
Just get crushed.
I was in my car watching it, on my phone, because I had to pick my daughter up from Virginia for volleyball, and she was driving. And as soon as the Wizards pick 8th, I just turned
ninth.
Off. Ninth. Whatever, I just turn it off.
Yeah, you're hooking them with an extra spot.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can name 9 guys that are going to be drafted this year.
Well, I could name some, but I mean,
you know
I've
who'll
seen a
be
lot
there? Boo
now.
Yeah. They're not
taking him.
He'll be there.
No chance they're
taking
him.
What about Bowl? Do we want Bowl?
He'll be there.
Yeah.
He should be there.
I saw him projected to go to the Wizards right around 9.
He shoots it, right?
Yeah.
He shoots it
plus
pretty
he's
well.
Plus, he's 7'2".
Didn't he barely play in college?
He's coming off knee
injury. He got hurt.
He hurt his
foot.
It was just a big injury.
He looked silly before he got hurt.
He couldn't guard a baby elephant.
Well, he fit right in.
I don't trust somebody that tall and skinny, much like Thon Maker. Your boy Thon hasn't done much in the NBA.
Yeah. So many talented guys out there.
Kevin Durant, tall and skinny.
It's
kind of worked out for him.
Hey, at least the Nets played well last night.
Yeah, at least there's that to fall back on.
That's going to be awkward talking about.
Playing bad defense again.
I don't know what to do. He's just going to be miserable for the next 4 months.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But he's going to act like everything's cool.
No, he'll
he knows.
I know he knows, but I mean, I'd come on
he'll
the air.
Like, hey,
I'd
guys,
just be
you could start the conversation well, and then it'll just be the same one every week.
Yeah,
can
yeah.
we hedgy-poo our bets against the Nats? Can we start doing that? Because
Do they still have a total bet? Like, could you do it or no? That's done.
I don't know how that
you
works.
You might be able to find that. I mean, the only way you can hedge.
They just lowered the number, I'm sure. So then
yeah,
just,
maybe this far into the season, I'm not sure they offer it. They could, I'm not sure. But
couldn't they just adjust
your
number?
Your hedge could be just betting against them every night.
might have to look into that.
Yeah, so we will talk to Mike Rizzo.
I mean,
9
that's what
o'clock.
I did last night.
Right. Some people are saying, ask him the tough questions. I feel like we do.
We always do. We're just nice about it.
He knows how to handle
it. People just want us to be a dick. Some guy said yesterday, will you guys just ask him why the Nats suck?
Yeah.
Well, we kind of do, but we try to do it in a little more delicate of a way.
Well, the Nats dropped
to 9
games under 500, 8 games back in the division. 800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, name that hurting. Coming up at 7:40 on a Game Show Wednesday here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, oftentimes in the NBA playoffs, it just comes down to who has the best player. It's usually the way it works, right? So that's why LeBron was in the
final. Let me guess where this is going.
Well, just you kind of sleep on it. Like, there's all this talk about Kevin Durant is the best player on Golden State, and maybe he's the best player in the NBA overall.
Yeah.
But Steph is still great, and he was the best player on the court last night.
How much did you watch?
Not that much.
I didn't watch that much of it.
I think Trav watched the entire show.
Did you?
Yeah.
You watched the entire game?
No, because I was doing the podcast. Oh, okay. And I turned it off with about 7 minutes left.
Yeah. I had it on for half.
They're so tired. They're just tired.
I don't know. You watched, not me, but just looking at the numbers, this is the second consecutive game, game 7 of the Denver series, and then obviously game 1 last night, where they just couldn't throw the ball in the ocean from threes.
I did enjoy listening to Terry
Stotts. Especially Lillard. He had another poor shooting game.
I enjoyed listening to Terry Stotts, the head coach of the Blazers, when asked about their defensive approach on Steph Curry.
I think we have it.
Can we play it? It's quite enjoyable. Okay. So the deal is that Steph Curry was essentially doubled and trapped by the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
And so
he was.
Instead of getting
clean looks.
And by the
way, still getting shots off.
Getting clean looks. No, they were double and trap and force him to move the ball. And yesterday,
and the big guys were hedging up top too,
yesterday,
right?
Yesterday against the Blazers, it was a different approach, and he ends up hitting 9 three-pointers on 15 attempts.
They shot 50% from threes as a team.
So yeah. it seemed easy for Curry, who ends up with 36 points, I believe.
36, yeah.
With the 9 three-pointers, and here's what Terry Stotts said.
Did they, I can't remember, when he had 33 in the second half, were they trapping then?
Yes.
They were? And he scored 33 in the second half?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look at that.
Audio's getting banged up, but he said, "Well, look at that."
It was just a very sarcastic answer. Yeah, just basically belittling the media member who asked it. But yeah, I mean, like you said, and like we talked about yesterday, Durant's obviously great, and I'm not saying that the Warriors are better without Durant. But now that Durant's out, and they get by Denver in Game 7, they play the way they did, kind of the old style, and then last night, obviously playing that way. You're almost thinking, well, they could win this whole thing without Durant anyway.
Right. They could 30 definitely assists. Do it. Well, they did before Durant came. They won one.
Exactly.
They could have easily won a second one, but LeBron had an incredible, comeback, and Draymond Green missed a game.
They
in
were
that
up 3-1
series.
In that series.
So they and they almost seem like they relish it. I heard an interview with Klay Thompson as I was driving in, and he talked about how, look, Kevin's the best player on the team. But when he's out, we know we got to move the ball more. And they end up with those 30 assists. The ball kind of buzzes around.
It does.
And I remember, Steph Curry, after game 6 against the Rockets, he seemed like he was relishing it. Like, hey, you guys forgot how good I am.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the conversation we had with the Wizards when John went down. Yeah. You tried to make the argument that they were better without him because they would share the ball a little bit more. And they
Everybody
might be
eats.
For a period of time. But,
But
still.
They go from a 3-man team to a 2-man team. and Steph and Klay, you know, shoot the way they did last night. You know, Klay didn't shoot the ball as well as Steph did, but they moved the ball around. The bench gets a little deeper. They, you know, the bench had some production. You know, it was kind of a blowout, so they killed him in the fourth quarter. But and anything can happen. I mean, it was only game one, but you don't get a good feeling if you're Portland.
No, certainly don't. Not after that debut.
But yeah, Terry Stotts was not happy.
But man, we opened up the show talking about the Wizards, and I guess John mentioned it, but then I did just see the math again. They had a 96.3% chance of avoiding where they ended up.
Right.
How about Danny Rouillet last night tweeting? I just saw this this morning. Wizards had a 96% chance of not picking 9 or 10. Right. I hate everything.
Yep. This is right in Funny Danny's wheelhouse.
96.3% chance of avoiding where they ended
bad
up.
Bad news.
Yeah. Gloom and doom.
Right. All right, let's pass some of these calls. People want to chime in. Let's go to Blink. Our guy Blink in D.C. Blink, what's up, man? Long time no here.
What's up? Good morning, brothers.
How are you, my man?
What's up?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. Hey, listen, man, I was just upset about the draft, too. I mean, we didn't tank on purpose. I don't think we did. What y'all think?
I think they did the end. I think the end when they went maybe 2-8, so maybe a little down bit. The stretch, whatever it was.
I mean, Beal was trying to get that All-NBA.
Oh, yeah, he was playing monster minutes.
So he was throwing up.
That was kind of the game they were playing.
Tanking. He wasn't tanking. He was getting those shots up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're right. But I think we should have got better than 9. I mean, come on now.
Based on percentages, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Who you think we can get or who you think we should get?
Oh, who knows?
I couldn't tell you that.
Nobody knows, buddy.
I couldn't have been happier when they flashed up the graphic last night that said 9 minutes until they start unveiling the logos. Because I switched off and went to the Hurricanes-Bruins game because I couldn't take any more of the coverage of the NBA draft. It was driving me crazy. I just couldn't watch it.
It's always terrible.
Terrible!
It's always terrible.
Next year when the Wizards are in the lottery again, which they will be, I will just tune in as soon as whatever deputy commissioner walks up with the stack of envelopes.
Yeah.
And the guy from Ernst... Is it Ernst & Young?
Ernst & Young, right? Yeah.
Deloitte, whatever.
All those
whatever
math
big
whizzes.
Accounting firm walks up with the stack of envelopes. Then I'm going to tune in.
Who knows who they're going to take at 9? You know, all these guys are good, really good college players, but who knows how they'll play at the NBA level. The one guy who really does intrigue me, and this might be too high to take him at 9, but Brandon Clark from Gonzaga, he was so good in the tournament. Not a lot of people saw him play. He's a two-way player, athletic freak. He's not real big, but defensive player. You know, I don't know. It's maybe not a need.
Yeah. What about the other guy from Gonzaga, Hachimura?
He'll go higher.
No, Rui's falling all down the draft
sinking?
Board.
Yeah.
He doesn't play defense at all.
I think he might be available.
He fits right in.
He might be available at nine.
The one guy in D.C.
I think I'd rather have Clark than him, though.
That was overjoyed with Zion going to the Pellies. Had to be Drab T-shirt. Because Drab loves all things New Orleans. It's another team that he can now put in his stable to root for.
He also likes his profession.
Yeah, I understand that. But he also has a soft spot for New Orleans.
I get sized for greatness and Zion in New Orleans and Louisiana. I think it's the smallest market. Maybe Oklahoma City's smaller.
Yeah. Like Siberia.
It just sucks. It sucks for NBA fans.
Well, that's why they might not even be there.
Yeah, they might be in Seattle. Then I'll be Sice.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was kind of a dud. Better in Memphis, though.
Better than Memphis. That's true.
What's Memphis going to do now if they take Morant? They're not going to have Conley and Morant on the same team.
Maybe they ship.
Maybe
out
they don't.
Conley.
Maybe
Conley's a high priced dude.
Well, Conley was rumored to be traded before the deadline this past year.
I think Mike Conley makes north of $30 million
a
season.
He makes
a
lot of money.
Just think about that. I mean, he's a good player, but I mean, it's Mike Conley.
Should I try to get excited that Jason's guy, Kobe White might slip to 9, maybe be available? Is that what it's come down to?
It might be.
I don't know if he'll slip.
You're begging for Kobe White to slip to 9.
That's what it's come down to.
I mean, he's the second best point guard in the draft,
right?
But who knows?
You guys were all rooting for the Knicks when they went to the commercial break. With the top four on the board.
Maybe.
I wasn't rooting for the Knicks. Why would I ever root for the Knicks?
Well, it's just New York's better than Memphis.
Just for him to wind up there?
You can't have the Lakers get to the top pick. Yeah,
Lakers would have been really annoying.
Well, the Lakers would
have... Although it would have made me chuckle that they get Zion after Magic quit
Right.
But see, the Lakers
still would have, going to be involved.
I don't think the Lakers would have held on to the pick. I think they would have traded it for Davis or someone like that. So I think New Orleans might have gotten the pick anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right. And then Davis says he still wants to leave New Orleans.
Yeah, he wants to get the hell out of there.
How about these rumors that at least the Lakers are fielding offers to trade LeBron James?
I read that the other day. I saw the Ben Simmons for LeBron rumors. I don't know whose report that was. Some guy up there in Philly, but I don't know why Philly would do that.
Because you get LeBron James.
Yeah, I know, trade LeBron roster. They can have everybody on the Wizards.
LeBron
for
James
him.
Is obviously not the player he was, you know, 3-4 years ago.
I'd still take
ago.
Him for a 3-year run, like a little earlier than MJ when MJ came.
Yeah, I mean, we were
relevant for two years.
2 years ago, he was in the NBA Finals. Like, people are saying he's not the same player. If you look at his statistics, pretty comparable.
Well, defensively.
He didn't have a terrible year.
He walks around the court now.
Defensively, doesn't put forth the effort.
I don't know if I give up on Ben Simmons that early, but maybe it works out.
If I'm the Wiz, you can have the whole roster.
The entire roster.
Yeah.
Start over with LeBron.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not
all
sure
about it.
But I think this offseason in the NBA is going to be nuts. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff happening, Cakesy.
Oh, it's going to be wild.
Yep. I think there's going to be a lot of big names moving. Who knows what the draft.
Yeah, but the Wizards aren't going to be involved in much of it.
No, they won't.
I mean, like, it's going to be the Kawhi Leonard sweepstakes, the sweepstakes for Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, all these big names may or may not move around. But the Wizards are pretty much going to be stuck with their roster and add the ninth
I need to
pick.
See the pending NBA free agents to see what middling player the Wizards are
going
to wind up with.
They're not
going to
get Kemba Walker.
No.
There are some
no.
big names available, but the Wizards can't afford any of them.
Yeah. They got a lot of open slots, too, man, in terms of who they're losing.
Who's the
best? There's probably be 6 or 7 different faces on that roster.
Who's the best three-point shooter in the draft? Like, just by far the best shooter.
Based on percentage, probably, I don't know.
And throws it up a lot.
Maybe.
Shoots a lot of them. Not just some guy that, you know, hits 50, 45% of, you know, 2 a game.
Well, the Garland kid from Vandy is supposed to be really good, but he only played like 5 or 6 games. He got hurt. Alexander Walker from Tech. You can shoot it. I mean, now you're going deep. I don't know. Maybe
nobody
Barrett.
Nobody who's a top pick.
Barrett didn't really shoot it that well, but he jacks up a lot of them. Yeah, nobody's. Coby White got better towards the end of the season. He can fill it up a little bit.
They say
I don't know.
Reading his
draft report. I don't care about those guys.
They said he can't shoot over taller guys.
Here's who they should
low release point.
Here's who they should be laser focused on. They need to add an itch to the roster, and Nikola Vucevic is available from Orlando.
How are they going to afford him?
I don't know.
Just do whatever you can.
Do whatever you can. I don't care. Move heaven and earth. Get that guy on your roster.
Although I'll tell you this. Really good regular season. He was a dud in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I mean, you knew Orlando wasn't beating Toronto in the playoffs.
Okay, but he played poorly.
That's fine. Was that 4 or 5 game sample size?
Yes.
I'll take his 82 game sample size. I'll take those numbers. That's the guy I want wearing a Wizards uniform. Don't care about Coby White, some of these questionable college players. Now, again, I don't know how you afford him. I don't know how you work him in. Because he's going to be pricey.
You said that you switched over to check out the Bruins game, and it got me thinking. So the Bruins.
Who won?
They're up either
Bruins.
3-0 or 3-1.
3-zippy.
3-zippy.
The Hurricanes are on the brink.
I mean, Boston has had 2 parades this year. And I'm not saying Boston, the Bruins are going to win it, but they're about to get to the Stanley Cup
they're
final.
They're probably the Vegas favorite right now, I would
they
guess.
They could potentially have 3 parades in 1 year.
It's just the blessed.
In 1 year.
Because they've already had 2.
They've already had the Red Sox, and they've already had the Patriots.
Yeah, they're touched by God. There's no other way to
now,
explain it.
The Celtics were a dud in the playoffs, only made it to the second round.
So who are they likely to face?
They're going to face attention. Either the Blues or the Sharks.
And neither of them pose much of a challenge for them?
I mean, I think it'll be a tough series, but I'm guessing right now because they have a 3-zippy lead and those other teams are battling it out. They're the Vegas faves.
Just because they're going to be more rested?
I would guess.
I mean, it could be a toss-up. Who knows? But they are closing in on potentially 3 parades in a year. They just have it great.
It's what they do.
We had 1 parade last year, and we...
That'll be the only one we see.
For 20 years. We thought it was so silly, and it was.
It was great.
Well, let's put it this way. You had the parade. Are the Nationals close to a parade this year?
Absolutely not.
Are the Wizards close to a parade?
No.
And then are the Redskins close to a parade?
No.
That's the thing.
Your only shot is the Caps.
They've had 2 parades, They're closing in on the third, and the Celtics aren't that far off.
We should schedule a parade when the Nets win a series.
Yeah.
Well, when's that going to be?
Yeah, what? How about schedule a parade when they win the opening game
of the
series?
Do you know that the Nets are
which they never do.
The Nets, as a team, are batting 199 in the month of May.
Crazy.
Well, they're about to get Trey Turner back.
We have the second worst record in the National League, something like that.
Behind the Marlins? Yeah, that sounds right. Let me check the latest
it's just
numbers.
Crazy.
Trey Turner's rehabbing in Potomac.
So that he's means actually he's playing close. Games, so he's butt close then.
Once he comes back, yeah. I know that you can say Zimmerman and Adams, but they pretty much have all of their guys back.
It would help to
when
have.
Trey comes back.
Okay, but look.
You've got to evaluate for a couple weeks.
You've got Parra playing first. You need one of those guys back.
Okay, but they played Kendrick at first.
Okay, but they're not good first basemen. That's my point. You need Ryan or Adams back, first of all, for the bat, and certainly Zim for the glove at first. You need all those guys. I mean, but yes, second worst record in the National League, 16 wins. Miami's got 10. Even the Giants, who suck, have 17 wins.
Let's go to Harry in Norfolk. Harry, what's up, man? You're on with the
Junkies. Hey,
Junkies,
how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Harry?
Everything's good, right? I just got back from the Caribbean and a cruise, and I was hoping things would improve. Tell Lurch I went his route. I went to Towson, and I also taught at DeMatha earlier.
Cakes went to Towson.
Yeah. Cakes is the one that went to Towson.
You got it all mixed up. But okay.
It's all good.
All right.
So what's your take? What's your take on the Nationals?
I went on the late thing. My only claim to fame is I taught Tim Kirchin when he was in sixth grade. But
very cool.
That means you're an oldie.
Kirchin.
Yes, I am. I'm 81.
Wow.
But
that's awesome.
But I was born at a very early age, so that worked out well. The Nats are simply not good enough. I was looking over stats. And,
yeah. You're right. They're not good enough.
I just had a couple things that I wrote down. They're dependent on two 20-year-olds to carry the load, so wait to the pressure of the playoffs if they get that far. Parra batting 190, Dozier 192, Gomez 225, Soto 235.
He's got written down hot takes.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I wrote this stuff down. I'm ready.
Is it on a stone tablet?
Hieroglyphics. I just can't spell it. But the big thing is the manager. He's just the worst. Now, I've been a Nat fan since the late 40s. Senators and Nat fans.
What don't you like about Davey? Like, what when you're watching, what jumps out at you?
Judgment. I don't like his communication skills as far as at the end of his press conferences and stuff. You know, the boys are not scoring enough points.
Yeah.
We do the little things. We're trying hard.
Right.
I mean, there's always what we need to do, but there's never any solutions.
Yeah,
and also I'm not real happy with Mike Zippo. I mean Rizzo.
Zippo.
That's a good zing there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mike Zippo.
A lot of people are criticizing the roster construction now. That
you can obviously complain about Rosenthal, but what else?
Tell him he's on the clock. You know we're closer to Miami than we are to Philadelphia in games. And
so you just throw out though the last 5 or 6 years though, Harry? Where they have had like the second best record of, in the National League, where they've averaged 95 wins a game, a season.
There was a great article in the Post less than a week ago about all the people who are playing that he has traded. So he's had a bad run for about 2 or 3 years now.
Harry, you bring up some interesting points. We got to run. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it.
All right.
We'll talk to Rizzo at 9 o'clock today.
Yeah,
so
Mike Zippo.
Zippo.
Mike Zippo.
We are not going to call him that.
No, that's my buddy.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you.
81-year-old Harry.
I like Mike Rizzo. I'm not going to call him
Zippo. We do
have
Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. Also, Tim Bontemps will talk some NBA playoffs with the ESPN NBA Insider at 7:20 here on The Junkies.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. Lyst is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on Lyst.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the Lyst app on the App Store today.
You know, Eric, you were asking me who the best three-point shooter in the draft was.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of looking at all the candidates. And
yeah.
I mean, he's projected to be a late second-round pick, but you can take Kyle Guy at 9.
Man, I've seen him as late as not drafted.
I know. The Tyler Hero kid from Kentucky is good, too. But at 9, you just can't take those guys.
I've forgotten. Is Guy a junior?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So he could probably
I don't know when the deadline is. I don't know. He had said he was going to explore it and keep his options open. I think you can even now sign with an agent and then still come back.
Where's Jerome projected?
Late first. Oh, I thought if you sign with an agent, you were done.
I think there is a rule now where you can sign with an agent and still come back. I guess maybe you would pay back whatever money you might get.
Well, he's already done everything he wants to do in college. So unless he wants to go make some cash overseas, no point in coming back.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's not like, you know, when you're that kind of player, it's not like you're going to move up that much.
Right. So, I mean, it's not going to improve his stock from late second to mid first in 1 year.
Not when you're a 6'2 guard, basically, who you are, who you are.
You are who you are, my friend.
Yeah.
But we'll see. See what they do.
When is the draft? How many? 36 days, 12 hours, 19 minutes, 20 seconds away. Okay, I got it. On my countdown.
There you go.
We got a month.
Ken Norton would say whoopee-doo at this point.
Yeah.
For the Wizards, it's a big whoopee-doo.
Yeah, I mean, I could basically just delete all those sites I was looking at.
Whoopee-doo.
You know a lot of whoopees and doos.
Just delete it. Doesn't matter. Feel bad for Zion. I mean, he's going to be worth $250 million, but I don't know. It's going to be weird being in New Orleans. I think ultimately that's where he'll end up. I don't think they'll trade out or anything like that. I think they're going
to
take him.
Could he still go back to school? If he was really bitter,
I guess he could.
I don't know I don't know the new rules. I thought you could sign with an agent and still come back. I don't know what the deadline is, but you know if he's expected a bunch of already and done a bunch of like signings already,
probably yeah.
You know,
he's gonna be fine. Okay, he's gonna play out his years in New Orleans if he doesn't get traded.
Those games will be televised. He's gonna be on TV a ton.
He's getting number one pick money. He's getting an absurd shoe deal from whoever wins that sweepstakes. Zion Williamson is gonna be fine.
Yes,
trust me, he'll get exposure.
Let's not cry over Zion Williamson.
He will, but not as light. Well, not as much.
I'm not.
You didn't see Anthony Davis play.
I can just understand why he's pissed.
Yeah, but you think
if you watch TNT games, Anthony Davis was on TV all the time.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot.
Yeah, but you think ESPN's obsession is just going to stop with Zion just because he went to New Orleans?
No, of course it won't.
They're going to have a daily segment every time he plays.
Of course.
Update.
People would have said that Cleveland wasn't the greatest destination. And
right.
It became LeBron's home, mm-hmm. And you watched a ton of Cleveland Cavaliers games. It shifts with the best players.
They will carve out.
He's on the East Coast.
They will carve out time for Zion.
Of course.
Absolutely. Even if it doesn't matter if he's in New York. Memphis, yep. New Orleans.
I think it would matter if he was on the West Coast time zone. It was just hard to watch for a lot of us.
Yeah, but if you look at the Golden State Warriors games, they're always the highest rated games. They
might be, but you know, I don't watch them. It's too late.
You don't watch anything.
I would watch the more East Coast.
Eric, you're right. Too. You can have a relationship with an agent and come back.
Yeah.
Agents can pay for transportation, you know, travel, meals, and all that kind of stuff. Once they decide to come back, they have to end their relationship with him, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They can also come back to school after being undrafted. I guess there's a deadline in
late
May.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, what if you're drafted and you don't like your position? Can you still come back or only if you're undrafted? Like, what if you're Kyle Guy and you're picked, you know, with the second or last pick?
I thought there was a deadline.
No, yeah, there's a deadline. Yeah. I think it's coming up shortly.
I think it was. I thought you said
if you go undrafted.
Didn't you just say that? I'm saying if you have to end your relationship if you decide to come back to school.
Right. And then you said something about if you're undrafted, you can go back.
Yes, you can go back to school if you're undrafted. But that's only if you've participated in the combine. You have to go to the NBA combine.
So if you've gone to the NBA combine and then you are undrafted, you can still go back
to school.
What if you're picked in the second round but you don't like that team, you don't like your leverage? Can you still go back?
I thought if you got drafted.
I think you should be able to. That's actually unfair to the kids.
I thought if you got drafted, you were property of that team. But
you might be, but you still could go back, and I still retain your rights.
They've changed the rules so many times. So
it used to be there was a period of time there, right, for a few years where if they drafted you, you could go back, but they still retained your rights.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been a long time since that's happened.
So, EB, every year when we go to spring training, you have now gone to the woods.
Correct.
Are you starting to get worried that the woods might not be around next year based on some of these allegations? The bartender there who died in a fatal crash, apparently the details are he was off at 3 o'clock and then was drinking for hours. And now his lawyer, or the family's lawyer, is alleging that the woods destroyed videotape showing that he was there for 3 hours. Here's the audio.
One of the most significant issues we have here is the destruction of evidence. Obviously, it shows that somebody knew something had gone wrong and they wanted to get rid of that evidence. We have evidence to show that that videotape showing Nick at the bar that night after he got off at 3 p.m., drinking for 3 hours at the bar, was destroyed shortly after the crash had occurred. So we have, through our investigation, uncovered evidence to show that the bar knew what happened. They knew about the crash that night, and shortly thereafter, that video evidence was then destroyed and deleted off of the servers that they had there at the woods.
Can you just say they panicked? They made a wrong decision. They panicked.
It's a terrible decision. And then they also, I mean,
people
go on to say
people destroy evidence all the time.
They go on to say that Tiger apparently was drinking with the guy
a couple days
couple
earlier.
Days before.
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently he knew Tiger. He knew Erica. She hired him. She actually rehired him. I think she tried to beg him to come back as a bartender at one point. I don't know. I don't really worry about it. I think they're in a pickle. I think Tiger's going to end up having to write a big check to somebody.
What's they say
to make it all go away? That's why I think
the allegations are too that the other restaurant employees also are aware that the kid had had a crash like a month before.
Well, right. Yeah.
Well, drinking.
Apparently, the toxicology report found that he had a weed in his system too.
I don't really know what that means, though. I mean, I saw that, but what does that mean?
You're just more affected.
Yeah. I mean, does that make the restaurant more liable, though? Like, that's what I'm wondering.
Mike,
what
does that mean? Less liable.
If anything, it would be less liable. Yeah. He's high as well as drunk.
I just think that how stupid can you be? These people obviously can tell physically what shape he's in.
Right.
Right. How stupid are you to keep serving him?
Cultita.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, how dumb is that?
Yeah, you got to cut him off, and then you have to.
But people
that
work at bars could speak to this. They're served drunk people all the time.
Of course,
all
how you
the
make
time.
Money.
It's a matter of routine. I'm sure there are certain times where they cut certain people off.
Yeah,
but they're also serving people and getting them drunk.
True,
and then giving them more drinks all the time is part of the job.
But they knew this guy. They knew he was an alcoholic.
I understand,
and I'm sure he's done this 100 times.
My guess is, and that's probably why they're like, he knows how to handle it somehow, you know.
Look,
and they're
going to
have to write a big check.
It happens every night.
They're going to have to write a big-ass
check. All
I
know is this. Next time you go to the woods, your lobster bisque, a cup, is going to cost $25.
It's already
very expensive.
So
just be ready. When your Kettle One, it costs $42. Yeah. So just be prepared for that next year.
All I can tell you is it's a cool spot. I can see why he wanted to drink after work, why he didn't want to go to the restaurant nearby. Most guys, they leave the restaurant and they go to the next door restaurant. But that's the coolest restaurant in town, so you stay there.
Or he was getting hooked by the bartender.
I was too busy playing poker with the guy who just called in 15 minutes ago with 81-year-olds to ever go to the woods in Jupiter.
Mike Zippo.
Mike Zippo.
It's a bad look, obviously, for Tiger and for the restaurant. Terrible for the family. But, I mean.
Well, it's an even worse look if Tiger knew about the video and said, hey, get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't know how involved Tiger is to that extent.
True. Well, maybe he's not.
Better hope he wasn't.
How can you prove
that?
Yeah, you can't. I'm just saying.
This is not a criminal case, right? This is just a lawsuit, right, from the family. So it's not a criminal case.
Is it illegal to destroy the video?
I don't know. It wasn't necessarily evidence at that time.
If there was a criminal investigation, it would be.
Well, they did it before there was.
Yeah. But how does the attorney know that they destroyed the evidence?
I don't know.
How can you figure that out without
bluffing? Well, but I'm guessing
they probably they have video before and they have video immediately after, and they don't have it that night.
Yeah, just conveniently they don't have video of the day where the guy was overserved and then was
they're doing a math
killed in a car accident.
What they should have done is taken the whole video surveillance system and trashed it.
Right. So,
we don't videotape anything. Yeah, we didn't have
anything. I would like a bartender to give us a call sometime tonight or this morning.
How do you differentiate? Like, how do you know when to stop
serving?
When
you see someone who's completely hammered, I mean, do you ask for their keys? Do you tell your manager? You know, do you call a cab yourself?
Because it happens all the time.
Happens every night.
Like, you go to some of these busy places, especially like in Northern Virginia. Yeah. They're just all they're doing is serving people
that
are hammered.
And you kind of lose track of who's ordering what, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If it's, but they knew this guy. All right, this is an employee. That's a little different.
Right. They also knowingly serve, but they do it all the time. They knowingly serve people that are hammered.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. It is a game show Wednesday. We're going to play some Name That Hurting for some great prizes coming up at 740. Tim Bontemps on the NBA from ESPN at 720 here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.